Hey everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And today in the Startup Chat, I forced my man, Heaton Shah, to talk about product prioritization.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
He's been teaching all of you people how to build better products on producthabits.com. For those of you that are not on the email list yet, pause the podcast right now, type in the URL on your phone, put in your email address. It's the most valuable email you'll get to learn how to build better products. So you've published a bunch of stuff on how to do prioritization of products. That's probably why why I had to strong arm him to do this episode. But I know that some people still need to hear it from you in a different format. So let's quickly bang out an episode of this. People have a product, an MVP, some kind of a version. There's a huge list of ideas they have, of things they want to build. There's a huge list of things that customers tell them to do. There is the potential to look at, should we be improving our current features that are not quite perfect? Or should we be building more new features? And should we be building new features until they're perfect and really well polished before we release them? Or should we just be like launching new features really quickly, even if they're not great? Like, do we let others tell us what to do? Should we do it internally? What kind of process do we do? Do we vote up features or not? I do think this is a super complicated problem for most teams, deciding how to prioritize what to build and how to build that. What is your basic framework? What have you learned through all your research? How should companies and teams think about this?
So last year, I asked the audience of my email list, right when we were changing the name of it to Product Habit, because it used to be my personal email list and I wanted to do more and help more people and be very like focused. And so I wanted to do it about product. I really love product and all that kind of stuff. And I asked people what their number one challenge with product development is. And everyone, doesn't matter what size of company, what department, in terms of like, not department, but what category they were in, even salespeople, marketing people, everybody chimed in. And they said the number one challenge with product development that they see, obviously product people chimed in too mostly, was product prioritization and figuring out what to build and when to build it. And so I've created a whole bunch of emails on that. I actually have some form of a stage of development of a course workshop and have been doing a lot of testing on that product itself, as well as continue to ask people things and learn myself how to do this better. And because I resonate with the problem, I think we all do. It's like, what do I build next? And how do I know that it's the right thing? And that's, and again, it doesn't matter. Like, I've seen Fortune 500 companies like respond and tell me they have problems with this. I've seen the smallest startup with two founders respond and say, we don't know what to build next. And so it's a problem. It's a problem that's only getting worse too, because there's more competition and there's customers that are out there that are fickle, you know, they'll try another solution and on a whim, no matter how invested they are in yours, especially because it has this one feature that you don't have. And this is it. And the dream would be like every single thing you build is built because you know it's the right thing to build. And you also have a very good idea of the impact it's going to have on your business. And so let's work backwards from there. The big thing I learned is that people just aren't doing enough homework. And I don't mean like just one type of thing like customer development or customer research or user research and, you know, whatever the hottest trend is on like, you know, learning from your about your customers. I'm talking about everything. I'm talking about like, you know, looking at your existing customer base, realizing why they love your product, looking at them and being like, well, what do you want? Right. And then looking at everyone who's signing up today and figuring out like, what do they want? And mapping those things together. Also spending the time to figure out with your own business metrics, the boring stuff, you know, your churn, your new customer growth, your signups, your retention. What is the number one problem in your business? Because honestly, if you can't figure out the number one problem in your business, you have no business at all. You won't be able to grow it. You won't be able to figure out what to prioritize. So the first lesson that I would give, and the main one and probably the only one, is go figure out what the problem in your business is. It's not about your competition or anything like that necessarily. It's all about like, what's the thing that's hurting you the most right now? And I can give an example in your case, Steli. I think in your case, based on, you know, talking to you, knowing enough about your business today, right now, your biggest push is getting more signups. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Right. So, and you know, we've talked about this, like you're looking for marketing help and all that kind of stuff and hiring and all that. So it's no surprise here. And so what if, and this is where it gets super interesting. What if your product initiative were prioritized even on product in areas where you might not see the relation, but even on product were prioritized around helping you get more new signups?
I love it.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Right? That's the conversation companies don't have. They're like, I do product. I work on product. I have nothing to do with getting new signups. Wait, bullshit. If that's the number one thing that's important in your business, why wouldn't you have a majority of the product team or all the product team worried about that?
Yeah, I think.
What would happen?
Yeah. Well, you all of a sudden have engineering resources to do things that will drive signups, which is something that
you got it.
That you wouldn't, because you think of the engineering team as something that only impacts product features.
You got it.
Right. Love it.
That's it. That's it right there, dude. That's it. Like, what would you do? And here's a fucked up thing. If that's the number one problem you have, why is it the whole company like, oh crap, we need to work on that or we are fucked. Right? And that's what doesn't happen. This blows my mind, Steli. Like, it's so logical. It's the hardest thing to do, though. I'm not saying this is easy. This is why I'm like on it. Like, oh crap, like this is a problem. People don't realize
Let's
how much
stop
of a
right
problem
here.
This is.
But why is it so? You said it's so important, it's simple, blows your mind that it's so difficult. Why is it so difficult? What do you think?
Like, are used to our constructs. What you just said.
Mm.
Oh, now I'll have engineering to help with that. Ooh. But like engineering and product don't think about it like that yet. Like, I'll give you the easy one, dude. You guys, I don't know if you have a referral program. I haven't looked at your product in a while, right? Dude, product needs to build a referral program. Oh, sales. Oh, they can't help with new acquisition. Wait, they know the customer. Customer success, they know the customer. Why aren't those two paired up in getting you referrals, more of them, for new customers? Why isn't product helping with that? Like, that's just one idea.
Yeah.
But it's the most obvious one when you think, wait, I can have engineering at this? Yeah. Dude, create a referral program. Test the crap out of it. Right? Done. You want more signups, Steli? There you go. Don't you have happy customers?
Well, the beauty of this is that instead of thinking of different teams within the company in a very kind of constrained box, what you're saying is the entire company has main priorities and anybody in the company, any team on the company could help with that main priority. It doesn't matter in which team you are. So from a product perspective, to bring it back to that team, the product team should work and prioritize based on what the number one priority of the business is, right? And if that is retention, that shapes the product roadmap differently than if it is acquisition.
Right. You got it. And that's there's so much more to this in terms of frameworks and like structure, but like what we just talked about right now, it's the simplest thing. That's it. That's all of it in a nutshell. And that's why I say it's absurdly simple. The hardest part is systemizing this and turning it into a process that you're able to repeatedly do. Because after acquisition, Steli, you're going to have some other problem. Probably my assumption is like retention.
So let's briefly touch on this before we wrap up the episode. So this brings up a good point. You know, I've read before of like companies like Intercom. I think they had some kind of a product framework that was saying our number one focus is getting, when it comes to product, is always getting adoption up for a feature, a new feature. Then the second priority is to get frequency of usage per feature up. And then the third priority is to launch new features, right? Yep. That's kind of their three-step process. So in this case—
They're bullshit. Wait, hold on. They're bullshit because they're treating product as a silo. That's bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll call them out. Fuck that. They're talking about a siloed way to think about product teams.
Yeah.
So then you're going to create more silos. So I'm not saying they're wrong. They're not wrong. If you treat it like a silo, great. But I'm calling it for bullshit. Because if your business has a problem that has nothing to do with those things going up, then the product team will be working on things that don't impact your business. So they're right if those things impact your business, for sure. But I'm just going to call bullshit on the fact that that's all product teams do. Because that's the way they like to preach it, too. That's the way most people would say it. That's the old way. Are we a whole team as a company, or are we a bunch of siloed people working in our own areas? What are we? That would be my challenge to any company who's thinking of it in that much of a, you know, siloed construct. Because what ends up happening then is you have so much waste in a company if your product team is working on adoption and features and things like that when you actually have a fundamental acquisition problem. What I would rather have the product team work on is a referral program that is deeply rooted, baked into the product, and get adoption for that. That's what I'm saying. They're bullshit. It only matters if before you worry about adoption and all that stuff, the product team is working on the correct initiative. This is what nobody talks about. This is why I think it's so hard. We're stuck on this construct. You just proved my point, right? Even like a company that I respect them a lot. They've built an amazing product. But nobody should get confused, because even them, they know how to prioritize.
Boom! Heat and shot dropping fire, people. All right, so for those of you that listen to this and are thinking, oh shit, all right, this makes so much sense, we're going to put this in practice, but how do we put this in a process and all that? How do I learn more about it? Producthabits.com, or is there another place? Let's point people to another place if they need even more.
It's producthabits.com. There's actually a ebook about 5 habits for better product and product prioritization that you can check out that I know people love, even though I haven't made it better in a while because people say they keep loving it, although I should probably make it better. Also, if you really are into this, like, just hit me up at heaton@producthabits.com and like, I'll help you out.
Boom.
And Stelly, thank you. Thank you for bringing out my passion on this topic, because we don't talk about it a lot on here, but like, it's something that I, you know, as all of you can hear, I give a big fuck about.
You give both a big fuck about, and you know what the fuck you're talking about, which is dope. All right, so I love this.
I appreciate that.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad.